You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Good morning, theater lovers, and happy April 19th. I'm Mark Pikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you're listening to Today in Theater History. Broadway audiences heard If I Loved You, June Is Bustin' Out All Over, and You'll Never Walk Alone for the first time when Carousel opened at the Majestic Theater in 1945. John Raitt and Jen Clayton starred, Ruben Mamoulian directed, and Agnes DeMille choreographed. And in response to the age-old question, which came first, the music or the lyrics, in regards to If I Loved You, Oscar Hammerstein II was proud to say the music came first. Waiting for Godot came to Broadway in 1959 for just 59 performances at the Golden Theater. E.G. Marshall and Burt Lahr starred. In 1972, Don't Bother Me, I Can't Cope opened at the Edison Theater. Written by and starring Mickey Grant, the musical explored the trials and celebrated the pride of African-American life for over 1,000 performances. The Elephant Man began its run in 1979 at the Booth Theater, winning the Tony Award for Best Play. Philip Anglim starred as the title character, with Mark Hamill and David Bowie stepping into the role during the run. Carol Shelley and Kevin Conway also starred. Today marks the anniversary of a legend, when The Producers opened at the St. James Theater in 2001 and reinvented the modern Broadway musical. Starring Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick in the musical adaptation of the 1968 Mel Brooks film, the show won a record-breaking 12 Tony Awards and ran for 2,502 performances. Julia Roberts made her Broadway debut as One Point of a Love Triangle in the 2006 production of Richard Greenberg's 3 Days of Rain, which co-starred Paul Rudd and, also in his Broadway debut, Bradley Cooper. Proving that Broadway is tiny, Cooper would return to the Great White Way in a 2014 revival of The Elephant Man. Janet McTeer and Harriet Walter headlined a memorable production of Mary Stuart in 2009 at the Broadhurst Theater, co-starring John Benjamin Hickey. Kathleen Turner played a nun, cue the jokes, in 2011's High, which lasted just 7 performances at the Booth Theater. And 2 years after its Pulitzer Prize-winning debut at Playwrights Horizons, Bruce Norris's riff on A Raisin in the Sun, Clybourne Park, opened on Broadway at the Walter Kerr Theater in 2012 and won the Tony Award for Best Play. Janine Tesori and Lisa Kron's musical adaptation of Alison Bechdel's graphic memoir, Fun Home, which parallels Bechdel's coming of age as a lesbian and the suicide of her closeted gay father, opened on Broadway at Circle in the Square in 2015. Starring Michael Cerveris, Judy Kuhn, Sidney Lucas, Beth Malone, and Emily Skeggs, it won 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. Broadway's lucky, Horace. It's always been lucky. And it got lucky again in 2017 when The Little Foxes came to the Samuel J. Friedman Theater, with stars Laura Linney and Cynthia Nixon alternating in the roles of Regina and Birdie. Nixon won the Tony Award for Featured Actress in a Play for her performance as Birdie, the role she played in the show's opening night performance. In 2018, Lauren Ambrose and Harry Haddon Payton brought My Fair Lady to the Vivian Beaumont. Bartlett Sher directed the Lincoln Center Theater production, which also featured Norbert Leo Butz and Diana Rigg, with choreography by Christopher Gattelli. The revival would eventually feature starry replacements Laura Benanti as Eliza and Danny Burstein as Alfred P. Doolittle. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit broadwaypodcastnetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.